your hands together for a good buddy of mine, Josh O'Brien.
Ready to be an edge comic? Put your hands together for a brother in arms, Josh O'Brien.
Yeah. Next dude, he's a fellow brother in arms. Put your hands together for the very funny Josh O'Brien.
Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, thanks for tuning in and checking out the show, man. I appreciate every one of you guys for checking this shit out. Fuck yeah, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. And I am very, very excited about something. It's been festering on me for about a month. And what I'm really excited about is actually the loss of something. Finally going to lose this fucking mustache. Holy shit. I hate growing this goddamn thing. It's like, it's hard to believe that I kept it for so long in different times of my life. I mean, when you're in Iraq, in places like that, the guy who has a mustache and the guy who doesn't have the mustache, there's a big difference there. The guy who does not have the mustache is the receiver of man love, which isn't something that I ever want to be a part of. And hey, if that's your thing, by all means. It's just not for me. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, hey, it's like white chocolate. I just don't eat the shit. You know, it's just not my flavor. That is another reason why you grow a mustache. But the reason why we grew one this time is basically for awareness for cancer. And TJ Olszewski put together a fundraiser I was part of, which, cool. All I really did was send pictures. I really didn't do shit for it. And then they raised some money. So, heck yeah, man. Prostate cancer awareness for Movember. And finally, I get rid of this motherfucking mustache. Oh, shit. I mean, my thing is I like helping out people in whatever way I really can. And I don't talk about it all that much because I just kind of like doing it. I don't like fucking blabbing about it. It'd be really cool if, like, you guys just did the same. Just kind of like, just one day, just kind of think, how am I going to help somebody out? Just, it'd be cool if you did it once a day, but at least one day a week. Just, you know, think, hey, man, I'm definitely going to fucking help somebody out. And just kind of keep that to you. You know, that's the thing. And the whole thing is the more you talk about it, the really, the more you're just trying to draw attention to that you're a good fucking person or something. Yeah, hey, look at what I did. Blah, blah, blah. I was a blah, blah, blah. Now, you no longer are doing that because it's a good right thing to do. You're doing that just to cause awareness that you're such a great fucking human being that you've brought it to a whole other fucking level of just making a sideshow of yourself. And fuck that, man. Just do some good for some other people, man. Speaking of some good for other people. Some of my guys that I've helped out a little bit here and there got promoted, which that makes me feel really fucking good. So when people like, hey, you know, shoot me inbox messages and stuff like that that have worked for me in the past, that's fucking awesome and it's really appreciated. You know, because a lot of times you just kind of you don't think about it. I mean, not that you forget people, you just forget situations. You forget things. Life goes on. People move on, and you know, and you just wonder like. How people are doing. And the strange thing is somebody that you haven't even talked to in a long time or something like that. Tomlin's a good example. It's just they'll pop up on your Facebook page and say, thanks, I made second. And you're like, holy shit, I sat down with this dude and I went over fucking different parts of second. In other words, he got promoted to the next pay grade for your non-military folk. But it's cool because it was just I sat down with the guy and went over all these different blueprints, and I really wasn't sure about electrical blueprints myself, so I kind of had to learn them before I fucking went and I taught them. And it feels really good. And I'm just using one person as an example out of many. And I'm not trying to single anybody out, but goddamn, that makes you feel really fucking good. I'm definitely going to I'm going to miss like a lot of that aspect, but I think the cool thing about sticking around SoCal is I'll be able to pop up to Port Hueneme anytime I want and just fucking bum around and hang out. And there's always going to be people that that I've helped. I almost said touched. Yeah, you got people like that too, but not in that kind of way that you're thinking of, you perverted fuck. There's always people that you helped out, and it's cool because they'll no matter what, I could be with a beard and a fucking long hair and not even be in the military anymore, and I'd still fucking drop anything I could to help out one of my troopy troops. So that's cool, man. You know, congratulations to all that got promoted. And if you didn't, it's tough, man. That's one thing it's hard about being in an accordion force, and I call us an accordion force because they build us up when they're needed, and they let us go when they're not, and there's no real major wars going on, not as of yet. Who knows what the fuck's going to pop off with this ISIS shit, you know, if that's going to happen again or not, who knows, I don't know, but that's when they'll beef it up again if we go somewhere else. But as of right now, looks like we're just sticking with where we are and kind of like downsizing still a little bit more. A couple things coming up on the horizon. There is a trip to Iwo Jima. Looks like I'm going to go on. I haven't been picked yet, but what they're doing is they're taking like 30 people and you get to submit your name and all that other stuff. And I really want to go because, yeah, my grandpa O'Brien, I love him to death. And you know, he's one of the reasons why I'm serving. And his brothers, you know, he lost brothers, and one got shot down, another one was a fucking another one was a POW, and he survived the Bataan Death March for most part, and then they beat him the fuck down. He was a big guy, and he'd try to help his troops out, and he'd pick them up and he'd carry them a little ways, and then they'd beat the shit out of him, and then they'd fucking tell him he could help out some more, and he would, and then they'd just fuck him up. I guess that's what they would do to the big guys, man. I mean, if you're a tough guy, they would make an example out of you, you know, and they would just beat the shit, you know, out of them. So anyways, yeah, there's a school named in Port Clinton, school's named Bataan, after that. Everybody's family says it was about somebody in their family, our family included, you know, so it's basically about everybody that was there. And Port Clinton, Ohio had a lot of fucking people that went, that were a part of that Bataan Death March. So that's so it's named after a lot of families, and supposedly it's my great grandma was the one who named the school. But if you ask anybody else, they have a similar story about some other family member that had something to do with naming the Bataan school that. Speaking of tough guys, one thing I've been noticing lately is that a lot of the tough guys that I worked with are the biggest pussies in the world. There are a lot of people that are fucking badasses, and they can kick ass, and they're tough, but don't let them get by a carb, or they'll fucking cry like a little baby. And another thing, too, is like I've worked with some really bad motherfuckers, man, and I love working with SEAL teams on the rarities when I have, and I love working with a lot of these other people. Just, you know, I had a lot of friends that were SEALs in Virginia, and that was really cool, but it's like the bigger they are, the bigger of a pussy they have in their group. I'm not saying all of them, they're almost all, you know, they're all pretty much tough and badass, but if you have one that's a real tough guy, he's like a real fucking pussy inside. Like, especially when it's time to go to medical for some reason, they always flip out, and the one will fucking be like, hey, why do I gotta get a shot? And this guy, he's complaining about a shot, but at the same time, he's got a fucking full arm sleeve tattoo. Now, if you got a full arm sleeve tattoo and you're afraid of a fucking typhoid shot, and it's not the typhoid that's in the injection, it's the fucking needle itself, you got a fucking problem. I'll never quite understand that. And that's also a bit I'm working on. So, hey, I know you asked me to throw a bit on there, and that's one I'm working. But that's, yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way to make this funnier. And I will eventually. But, hey, you asked me to throw one of the bits I'm working on out there, and that's what I did. Another thing, too, I've been asked. Okay, so movies. I really don't get to go see many movies while I'm here, but I did have the opportunity to go see Creed. They played it at the Cadita Theater, and it was a really good movie. And what made that movie was Sylvester Stallone being fucking Rocky, like, to the T. And it was just, it's good. It's definitely worth fucking going to see. Video games, Fallout 4 right now, and also NHL 16. I don't think I'll ever be able to fully put down an NHL game. So if you ever ask me more about games, NHL 16 by default, always. But Fallout 4, I started playing it, but I got like video game ADD because you build all these settlements and then I just end up... I'm a fucking CB, man. If you got a video game where you build shit, what do you think I'm going to do like almost the entire game? I'm going to scrap metal and build like buildings and shit. And that's pretty much what half my day is going to be consumed with. And there's all these missions where you can go out and do stuff, but I'm just always like, ooh, I can build this. I might as well build this. What do you? And yeah, so Fallout 4, pretty all right. And also, another comic book recommendation. Here you go. I recommend Magneto Infamous. You should go get that fucking trade paperback. It's definitely worth getting. It's a fucking... It's basically Magneto. It comes back, and he's just wreaking havoc on people that fucked with mutants, and he's really trying to fuck some shit up, and it's definitely a killer. So get Magneto Infamous. And now you want to start singing fucking Slayer. Infamous! Butcher! Angel of Death! Which, actually, that kind of fucking goes together, if you think about it. Because where was Magneto in World War II? Yeah, exactly. Infamous, Butcher, Angel of Death? What? That's crazy. I don't know, man. But hey, checking in for the week. Good stuff. Life is good. Do some good shit out there. Help out some homies. Help out the homeless homies, man. And if you're in Virginia Beach, please go, the last Monday of every month, there's a shelter. It's the, Of Shalom Temple. It's on Raleigh. It's actually in Norfolk and Ghent. If you get a chance, help out the last Monday of every month. And that's my homeless homies help day. I miss that shit. So, all right. Well, guess what I get to do now? I get to shave my stash. All right, not quite yet. I still got like a few more minutes. But I want to edit this thing and get it out to you guys. So, I don't know how to end these things.
Ready for weird, stiff, traditional frontier dancing?
Fuck yes.
You men who long for love, you mustn't all despair. There's a secret you should know. To capture the hearts of the fair, you may not have the looks, you may not have the dash, but you'll win yourself a girl if you've only got a mustache. A mustache, a mustache, if you've only got a mustache. You may be common folk without a hint of pride, but you needn't be a king to make any maiden a bride. You may not have the name, you may not have the cash, but you'll make that girl your own if you've only got a mustache. A mustache, a mustache, if you've only got a mustache. You may be big and fat, or uglier than sin. All the ladies shut you out, you're wondering how to get in. Well, here is my advice for how to make a splash. You can have your pick of gals if you've only got a mustache. A mustache, a mustache, if you've only got a mustache. A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache.
A mustache, a mustache.
Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache, if you've only got a mustache.
Go. I remember when I was a kid, playing with my G.I. Joe. Well, he sure could fight, but he didn't look right with the bare spot under his nose. So I took my black magic marker, scribbled down a work of art. Right above his lip, man, he sure looked hip. That's where my fashion sense got its start.
Well, then one day the hormones hit me. Hair
sprouted all over the place. I didn't understand, but I made a plan for the dead center of my face. So I trimmed it up and got my first girlfriend. She said, you're cute, but you look like trash. I said, buy me a razor and you might feel a taser if you try to take away this class. Baby, don't hate my mustache. Come on now, give it a try. The way it grows on me will I guarantee you'll be swinging with the coolest guy. Baby, don't hate my mustache. The best kept secret alive. I know it ain't the 80s, but baby, just maybe we can make a little compromise. Well, you know it worked for Burt Reynolds and Tom Selleck on Magnum P.I. And Wyatt Earp was a total jerk, but he drove all the ladies wild. And you know everybody loves Chuck Norris. He's a trendsetting one of a kind. There ain't nothing stranger than a Texas Ranger with a bare naked lip that shines. Baby, don't hate my mustache. Come on now, give it a try. The way it grows on me, well, I guarantee you'll be swinging with the coolest guy. Baby, don't hate my mustache. The best kept secret alive. I know it ain't the 80s, but baby, just maybe we can make a little compromise. Well, it's even linked to higher education. Einstein gave it a whirl. And that bushy bundle was a fertile jungle of ideas changing the world. You can even turn it on your Nintendo and find a plumbing superhero. Just a regular guy with a mustache wide, and voila, Super Mario. Fu Manchu, a handlebar, I'll grow it any way that you like. I'll wax it up and make it shine. I just won't be the Hitler type. Baby, don't hate my mustache. It's the best kept secret alive. No, it ain't the 80s, but baby, just maybe we can make a little compromise. Well, I just have to mention that you best pay attention to the party right above my smile.
Down under my nose, I made a little mustache. I watched it grow. Now the 30 days are over. The time has come. I did it for a fundraiser, but now it's time to get the shaver. Should it stay or should it go? Should I shave or let it grow? Should I break the status quo? Should I deprive you of my mo? If it stays, there will be trouble. If I shave, there will be stubble. Should it stay or should it go? Should I shave or let it grow? I won't start wearing a pair of aviators. I won't go out and buy a white van. Will you still be a mustache hater to a respected and dignified mustachioed man? I may not look so angelic with my lip full of hair. I may not be a Tom Selleck, but will you stop me when I'm halfway there? Should it stay or should it go? Should I shave or let it grow? Should I break the status quo? Should I deprive you of my mo? If it stays, there will be trouble. If I shave, there will be stubble. Should it stay or should it go? Should I shave or let it grow? Mustache solo! Should it stay or should it go? Should I shave or let it grow? Should I deprive you of my mo? Should I break the status quo? If it stays, there will be trouble. If I shave, there will be stubble. Should I shave or let it grow? Should I let it grow, 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 grow? Shave or grow?
Your next comic coming to the stage, very funny guy. He's actually in the United States Navy. What is it, 17 years now? 18 years. Give it up for the veterans. Guy's very funny, man. 18 years in the Navy, Special Operations Warfare, CB, but his body looks like a melted candle. Put your hands together for Josh O'Brien.